Will climate change bill have provisions for agriculture? Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. The House recently debated the climate change bill, and Jonna Miller, the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains what that bill could mean for farmers and ranchers in Tennessee and the U.S.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says so far the bill does very little for U.S. agriculture.
Farmers and ranchers have been very concerned about the bill because there were no opportunities for agriculture except the opportunity to pay higher energy costs.
But House Agriculture Chairman Colin Peterson has been working on amendments to make that legislation friendlier to farmers and ranchers. One calls for the Agriculture Department, instead of the EPA, to oversee projects that would allow agriculture to participate in a cap-and-trade program by planting trees and reducing tillage.
We can contribute to sequestering carbon, but we needed a program included in the bill to do that. USDA has experience in running conservation programs, including oversight and compliance. And those are capabilities that EPA does not have.
But Stallman says even with Peterson's changes, his organization is opposed to the legislation.
Even with the improvements that Chairman Peterson has negotiated for the bill, it is still overall a bad bill for U.S. agriculture. It will increase our energy costs. It will put us at a competitive disadvantage with other developing countries in the world like China, who will not restrict their economies by putting a carbon restriction on. And in the long run, it will be bad for the U.S. economy. But if that legislation is going to pass, we certainly need to approve the amendments offered by Chairman Peterson to at least make it a little better for U.S. agriculture.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And according to the American Farm Bureau, farmers and ranchers think it's vital that the USDA run the program because of their network of offices across the country and their experience in already running conservation programs. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.